Two Democrats on the Syracuse Common Council will face off in a primary this year to determine who will be on the Democratic ballot line in this fall's race for mayor. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The Democratic Party machine threw its support behind Councilor Michael Green last week. Councilor Khalid Bey gathered reporters days later to announce he wants that decision in the hands of voters.
I'm here today to announce my campaign for the Democratic primary to become the designee for mayor of the city of Syracuse.
Green, who's been on council for 3 years now, says the party designation gives him organizational support, but beyond that...
it doesn't really change anything from my end. It's still going to be me going out, talking to as many people as I can, and talking about my ideas.
Both Democrats already targeting incumbent Mayor Ben Walsh, the independent running for a second term. Both bashed Walsh's economic development initiative called the Syracuse Surge, saying it doesn't go far enough to help impoverished residents. Green says the focus should be on investing in the city and its people.
Right, so it's about putting more transportation options for people, rezoning the city to have more affordable housing in their neighborhoods, having better code enforcement.
Bay offers a similar perspective.
Beautiful buildings downtown doesn't improve our employment record. So we have to speak to interests of people. Government has to be a people's first business. As far as I'm concerned, it hasn't been for a long time.
Candidates each must gather 300 voter signatures in March to force the June 22nd primary. Both, as well as Walsh, are also looking for support from the Working Families Party, which makes a decision next month. And Republicans are supporting Janet Berman in the race for mayor as well. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.